Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back. I hope that I am saying welcome back. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, I want to remind you, we were here at 6 to 7 and 7 to 8 right here. And just bringing you the brighter side of everything, really. We talked about everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm Kim. I'm here with Tom. How are you doing, Tom?
Everything's good in the afternoon here on
a Saturday.
Very
good. And Jennifer and Sherry, how are you ladies doing?
We're doing great. I just played a little tennis back on the radio. We're ready to go.
That's so funny you said that, because I was going to say tomorrow is canoeing day. I'm back to canoeing. I took 2 months off and I'm back.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So we were thinking the same.
There you go. All right. Well, we have a really great show for you, and I do want to remind you again, this is our 2 o'clock show, but we have 2 early morning shows, and we'd love you to join us there. Also, if you could follow us on Facebook and Twitter to stay connected and more chances to win. Also, we have a newsletter that goes out every week, and it really tells you about what's going on all the way through the 805, all the events, things that you can win, and it gets you to know us a little bit better. Jennifer and Sherry have been blogging, and myself, and not only that, we just have really amazing guests that we're talking about, and it tells you a little bit about our show. Also, if you are not near a radio, we are now on dynamictalkradio.com every day. Not just Saturdays, but every day from 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and 2 p.m. And you can listen to our show live and online. So we're so happy to be a part of that. Also, our website is kimpaganoshow.com. And basically, we bring you the brighter side of life in the 805. And we always want you to remember to listen, laugh, and learn. So I'm really excited about our guest today. And before I tell you that, I want to tell you all the amazing things that you have to win.
And that would include Stomp at the Fred Cavalli Theater. That is a great, great dance, percussion, crazy ensemble. I've seen it a couple of times, and it's fabulous. February 11th and 12th, it's also up the Granada, and that'll be in Santa Barbara. Harlem Globetrotters are playing basketball. They're very funny, very athletic. It'll entertain the whole family. Along with that, at the Rubicon Theater, the last 5 years, Rubicon Theater Company of Ventura, the last 5 years, Jason Robert Brown's emotionally powerful, intimate, pop musical. It's got music, it's got drama, it's got laughs, it's got everything. Then Shen Yun, how about that, in Thousand Oaks. It is 5,000-year-old Chinese instruments matched up with a 40-piece Western orchestra, incredible music, and then the beautiful cars, amazing automobiles at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. All that is for you, the Kim Pagano afternoon on a Saturday listener.
There you go. And with all that, we actually are thinking about Valentine's Day, one of my favorite holidays. But we have a Sheraton hotel stay. It's a 2-night weekend stay, and we want you to be able to get that. So all you have to do, we're a little different than the other shows. All you have to do is leave us your name and number at 419-0008-805-419-0008. Leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. And we got lots of winners. We got lots of things we're doing here, and we'd love you to be a part of it. So let's just start off right now with a couple tickets to the Rubicon. And that is the last 5 years. The director was actually on our show in the morning show. And it seems like an amazing, they have great things over there anyways. But anyways, let's give a pair of tickets away to that. Starting our show today, our first guest this afternoon is Deborah Kagan, and she's going to talk about her book. We love this name, Finding Your Me Spot. And I just love that. So we'll find out a little bit about that. Also, we have Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, and she's going to talk about Better Than Perfect, and that's 7 strategies to crush your inner critic, that little negative voice that we always hear, and create the life you love. So we've got an amazing show. I'm so glad that you're here with us, and we are starting our day in a positive way here and restarting our day. So let's bring our first guest on. Deborah, are you there?
I'm here. I'm so excited to be with you.
Well, thank you so much. And tell us a little bit about yourself. We love the name of your book.
It's a fun one. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your journey.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting because I didn't wake up as a little girl and one day say, ooh, I want to be a sensual lifestyle specialist. Like, that wasn't a box at career day in high school, you know? So I think like all of us, we go through things and sometimes it seems a really strange, windy, circuitous route. And then at one point, it all perfectly fits together. And so I'm a native New Yorker, moved to Los Angeles about 20 years ago to work in the film business on the producing end of things. And that was great. But a few years into it, I was really feeling like my soul was just dying. And I had always been involved in women's issues and women's groups and things that were more metaphysical in nature. And of course, being in Los Angeles, that was, they're my people here.
Right. So I like that.
I started to study something called feng shui, and this is an environment science, basically. It's really about setting up your home and making very small adjustments in your home or office to create very powerful change in your life. And it radically changed my world. And then I had people started to ask me, hey, will you do it for me? And that was the genesis of my business, Sacred Interiors, back 18 years ago now. And about 5 years ago, there was a real calling in my own life. And I got this message. It was like,
epiphany, right?
Yes.
All of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Exactly, okay. An epiphany. And I got one of those in 2008. And it took me about a year and a half to put it together. But it really became the genesis of the work that I'm doing now, which is helping women to rock their mojo and really step into their full power as a sensually alive feminine being.
Do you think just anybody that's just joining us right now, when you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side, we're talking about our life right now, finding your me spot. Do you think that we weren't brought up to really, feel sensuous and to really exploit that?
No, I think we all have a very discordant connection with sensuality, right? You say the word sensuality, and what do most people think?
Sex.
Exactly.
Is that what you would think?
Yeah, I agree with you, Kim, but nice girls don't think that way.
I know, because we were taught not to, right? But maybe that's why some marriages aren't going so good. I don't know, But you're right. We need to feel that I like it, that me spot, right?
Well, it goes always back to that inside job. It always starts from within, and then it just shows up on the outside.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's really why I wrote Find Your Me Spot, right? It's a 52 ways to reclaim your confidence, feel good in your skin, and live a turned on life. And the whole book is a new way of working with your senses, because every single moment we're having a sensual experience, right? I mean, your listeners, you're all hearing us right now. That's your sense of hearing. We're looking at something. We might be tasting something. I've got tea on my desk right now, Then we're touching things. So this is our connection to our senses. And when used consciously, we can transform our experience of ourselves and therefore our lives.
I love it. I love it. Now, do you live this way for your life?
I would say about 96% of the time.
I'm so glad you just said that because, I the people that go, oh, yeah, well, we're all human trying to live a human life here. And so we're not perfect and we just keep trying and working through that. And that's what, my listeners and all of us had said. They love that we're authentic. We're just like you. We wake up and have a bad day and try to turn our day around. And that's what this message is all about here on our show. So what is your overall message of Find Your Me Spot?
The overall message is engage in your senses. Learn to connect with them as a source of fuel, right? We all are living lives that have a lot of stress these days. And so in order to alleviate some of that stress, in order to tap back into who you really are, right, that place in you where you're happy and healthy and just more joy-filled, use your senses to fuel your own energy and your life force. Mm. And that's one of the things, you know, we're doing at this work. It's an event really happening once a month now, right next to the 805 in Los Angeles.
Oh,
and
cool.
We're starting to do these events called Sensual Salons.
Mm.
And they're going to be on Sundays. And we've got them, actually our one tomorrow. And then we've got another one on the 15th of February, just in time for Valentine's Day, for women to really love themselves.
Mm. And so what are some of the things they're going to do during that program?
Well, one of the things about sensual salons, you know, in history, women have always gathered in circle, right? We would sit around the campfire. We would, you know, talk to each other. We would teach each other how to cook or how to, you know, fix the loinskin, right? So we really would be together. And sensual salons is a place for women to gather to actually safely and freely talk about sensuality, feminine empowerment. What does this look like for you in your life if you're a mother, if you're, a corporate person, if just any woman, what you're doing in your life, and how will this translate for you?
Well, and every, you know, what's salon interesting, Deborah, is I'm a hair therapist, and I actually do hair in Westlake, and I started a women's support group where, you know, I call it like the teeter totter. You know, when you're feeling down, I hope that you know your partner or your friend, that they can help you lift you up, because hopefully we don't all have bad days on the right days. You know, just like coming in here, I love the lift that I get from the ladies that I work with. And so what I want to find out is, you talk about things that you can use in your own backyard, your neighborhood, to recover a sense of adventure. What are they?
So in terms of adventure, right, like we want to have more fun, and adventure is a great way to do that. So you probably go to the same coffee shop or maybe the same grocery store all the time. We get stuck in routine. And one of the things that can start to break you out of that is just go to a different grocery store, even if it's the Ralph's, you know, that is 2 miles away instead of the one that's right up the block.
I think that's so
true.
I think
we are creatures of habit.
As a stay-at-home mom, I have to have variety in my life. I cannot do the same thing all the time, every weekend. I have to have something fun to look forward to. It makes me a better person.
Talking about the weekends? Every day.
All the time.
Oh, yeah, that's why I do different things too. I could not like have a 9-to-5. I mean, I tell people never, but I shouldn't say never, but I could never do it.
And I could stay home with my kids every day, or I could have a 9-to-5 job, but I need something to look forward to, something fun, something exciting.
So you
look
to the future to look forward to.
I do. I love to have something to look forward to.
As a therapist, yeah. Sherry, is that something we should be doing?
Should we be looking forward to the future? Well, you know, I'm always talking about the moment. I think it's great to have something to look forward to, but I think the moment of power is really in the now.
That's interesting. Yeah.
But I mean more like when every day I drive back and forth from sports to school, like all day long, you have to see an end in sight, or
sure,
we're like, you'd be like, that's it, we're staying home.
Yeah, and
we just want to get away from that future tripping, like what's going to happen next, you know, kind of like always moving, you always looking what's in front of me instead of just
enjoying the moment.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you know,
no, I get that.
And it's kind of cliche, but
right. I think it's more like the mundane tasks that we have to do as adults. I need to, knowing I have something that's fun is going to come up at the end of that is,
well, we all want to have a purpose, and we all want something to look forward to.
Yeah.
And I think that's really the bottom line is, you know, we don't want to be so mundane that our life is just like we could close our eyes and walk through it every single day.
Right.
And so I think.
And our roles change. As our kids get older, we start changing. You know, the things that we valued before, it's not that we don't value spending time with our kids, but we're also wanting to expand our life a little bit.
Because as your kids get older, they're not.
They don't need you
so
as much. Exactly.
Exactly. Deborah, are you with us on this?
I'm with you. I was going to say, when you plan powerfully for the future, in alignment with your desires and your goals in life, then you can experience a happier and more joyous now, right? Because it's like, you know, if you're going on a vacation, the rest of the week just goes so swimmingly.
You know what's so interesting? I just did a new client at my salon yesterday, and she's the manager of a cute, beautiful spa. And I said, So do all your clients come in all happy because they're already on vacation? It's a hotel, a huge hotel. And so she's like, she kind of looked at me funny because when people come in to get their hair done, it's usually I do a lot of maintenance appointments, right? But, you know, they always feel better when they leave.
Oh, absolutely.
But when they come in, sometimes they need a lift. And so it's interesting, you know, what lifts your life. And I think that that's something that you need to really concentrate on and follow, you know, the things that lift your life.
Yes, and explore that. And, you know, that's again, a lot about finding your me spot. Because while there are sort of general things that we can all go to, it's like, oh, massage feels good. But that might not be the thing that really works for you specifically, right? So it's about finding those specifics that do lift you up and then integrating them into your life.
Right. So what are some of the things that we're going to find in your book? I mean, I just opened to one, Get Messy. Okay, let's get primitive. The Western world cleaned up the eating experience with utensils, and it removed us from feeling the nuisance of our food. That's interesting.
Yeah, and so, you know, that lesson's all about eating with your hands. Because now we're touching the food, right? We're having a completely different experience. And a friend of mine who's so just cool and interesting would do these great dinner parties. And, you know, sometimes we would be blindfolded and then, you know, we would have to eat with our fingers. And it's so much fun because, you know, you're like a kid again in a way.
I could see doing that with a partner. I don't think I'd want to do that at a big dinner party with lots of people.
But if you're blindfolded.
I'd be a little.
Yeah, if, like, you weren't, if no one else could see you.
Right. And I'd be
exactly.
worrying about germs, like. People's food, hands
oh,
all over
yeah.
my food. But
yeah.
I would be okay yeah. with, like, a partner.
Now, what about shake it up?
In terms, so in all the exercises in the book, right, there are five sections, and they're all based on the senses. So there's the all the ones you can do with see me, and then hear me, and touch me, and taste me, and smell me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fun thing about the book is, yeah, you can just open it up to any page and use that lesson for the day, for the week, and then enjoy it. One of the really popular ones is the Love Body Wash. Okay, and this one's really cool because everyone takes a shower or a bath at some point, at least we hope, at least every other day, right?
We do, yes.
So when you're in there, now you're going to transform your experience of taking your bath or shower into loving your body. And, you know, as women, we all have our stuff or our spot that we don't necessarily think is super fabulous.
Yeah.
And so what you'll do is now you'll take your soap. I recommend having some sort of fabulous smelling soap, an aromatherapy soap. Because that will ignite your sense of smell. And as you wash your legs, you can say out loud if, you know, you feel comfortable, or you can say it to yourself, but it's like, oh, these legs, oh my goodness, these are the best legs. I love these legs. They're amazing. And I'm so happy because they take me around every day. I get to get up and sit down in the chair, right? And oh my goodness, this belly. Ooh, I love my goddess pooch, right? And you get the gist.
I love that. I think that's great, Debbie, because that's how we, well, first of all, it expresses gratitude to ourselves.
And it's honoring our body. Is that,
yes.
Would you say that's body talk?
Well, it is a form of body talk. And, you know, what's fascinating is our cells are listening for real, right? And we have cellular memory.
Mm.
So when you are absolutely infusing your own body with this love and appreciation, your cells register that.
You know,
and when you finish with this exercise, you have a lot more energy and you're happier.
No question. You know, I remember this lady that I've had on my show, Noelle Nelson, several times. She's amazing. And she's a therapist. And she used to say, massage your fingers and go, I'm so grateful for each one of my fingers, my toes when you're rubbing your lotion on. You know, I mean, you're showing, you're shining, you're, you know, loving your body.
And at that moment, you're not saying something bad about
your
stomach or your legs.
Yeah, you're taking, which is actually
like
our next guest, that inner critic that we all have, right?
You're really just doing positive affirmations.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I interviewed someone this morning for one of our future shows,
right.
And he said something amazing. He said that we should have a love affair with ourselves.
No question.
And when he said
Amen.
That, I've never heard that really. I'm sure, you know, maybe you've heard it before, but
that's
oh my God, that just is that is like a gift.
Yeah.
You know, if you're single and you're just kind of out there searching, it's like, no, have a love affair with yourself.
I mean,
love
I think
that.
People generally don't love themselves like that. They don't like to look at themselves. They don't. Their
that's,
voices
that's
weird.
Right.
Especially women.
Oh,
I don't
absolutely.
Know, you know, if it's as hard for men, but I, you know, because my husband's like, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean you think you're fat? What do you mean you think you're, you know?
Right.
And but I think we're so hard on ourselves, and we do. We need to love and have our own relationship with ourselves. You know,
it's
I
so
used
critical.
To say this to my mom. She'd say, "Who are you going shopping?" I go, "My best friend." She's like, "Who?" I didn't know that, you know. And I go, "Me, myself, and I." You
that's
know?
Good. That's a good
so,
one.
So Deborah Kagan is who we're talking to right now. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. That's what we're talking right now. We've got Jennifer here and Sherry and Tom, and we're talking about find your me spot. And so what are the best tips that you can give for us and our listeners here to lead us towards success?
So I'm going to share with you the Mojo principles, right? And these are the four steps that will always help you to stay connected to who you are really, to have an energized life, and to have a lot of self-love, like you were just saying, and to have confidence. And so the first is your mindset. And we've been talking a bit about this, right? It's like sensuality is the engagement of your senses. It's not necessarily sex. So just getting our heads screwed on straight first. That's the first piece. Second piece is what I call the oracle. And this is your life below the neck. This is our bodies. And, you know, I joke around and say it's our rental vehicle that we're walking around in every day. But again, the more that you tap into your own power, the more confident, the more magnetic, and the happier you will be. The third step is about joining with the different roles you play. And you're a great example of this, Kim. I mean, we're talking about, like, you know, here you've got the show and kids and so on and so forth. It's like you have different, you know, we all as women have multiple roles that we play in life.
Absolutely.
But we just kind of live out of one, maybe two of them, and the rest of them get shoved in the closet. So learning how to really bring those out into your life and to bring them on the stage of your own, you know, grand play of life will allow you to feel more seen and more heard. And the last piece is about the oasis, and this is about the environment, your home, your office, the spaces that you're spending time in, to set them up in a way that's going to feel inspiring and loving and nurturing to you. Really create your home and offices to be sanctuaries. So again, they fuel you. And those four pillars, the Mojo system, it's really about this is where your life starts. Your life starts here.
Right.
And I've put together a video series. It's totally complimentary. So if anybody wants to know more about that, you can just go to yourlifestartshere.com and you can get access to it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Your life starts today. And I'm so glad that you have been a guest star here on the Kim Pagano Show. And
love your energy, Debbie.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I've loved being with you, ladies, and thanks for doing the show and everything that you do. You're really elevating the 805 and beyond. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much. And again, is this your first book?
This is my first book.
Congratulations. I love it. I love it. Well, I'd love to talk to you more. And thank you again for being a part of our show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Well, we are just getting started. We've got another lot of time left. And our next guest is Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo. And we're going to be talking about Better Than Perfect. And so I'm so excited to have you be with us today. Again, I do want to give out something. And that something is, I just had it. The phone number here is 805-419-0008, but we've got tickets to Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, and that's Wednesday, February 4th, 7:30, Elton Westlake, Village Twin is where it is, and that's with my friend Jason Love and a couple other friends, and so I'd love to get some tickets out to you, so just give us a call at 805-419-0008, 805 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com and check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally,
on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. I think Jennifer's sleeping over there too much. Weren't we doing tennis? Or?
I know. Actually, I'm looking through this book, and I was like, oh, dear, I have to read this a little bit more thoroughly. I got caught up in it.
There you go. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we are in the 805. We are the brighter side of really everything, and that's just how I run my life like that. And there's always something that you can look at and try to turn it around so it's the better side of life. Our next guest is Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, and her book is Better Than Perfect. And so I'm really excited to bring her on. And Dr. Lombardo, are you there?
I am. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Thanks for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your new book.
So my ultimate goal in life is to help people before they need a couch, a shrink couch, right? Before you get into depression and anxiety and ready for divorce, I want to help you. And my ultimate goal then is to help people be happier. And I realized as I was traveling the world talking about my previous book, A Happy You, that one of the biggest obstacles to our happiness is perfectionism.
I see that a lot with addictions,
of course. This is fascinating. Your book is really, is Jennifer, and I've been looking through it. It's a really, it's fascinating. And I love all of the tests or quizzes that you have in here.
Yeah, so lots of opportunity. I want the readers not just to read it, but to absorb it so that it really changes your life. So there are specific exercises that you can do to apply these concepts in your life to really make some significant changes.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started this journey. And you said you also have another book, Happy...
It's called A Happy You, Your Ultimate Prescription for Happiness.
We'll have to have you back. Okay, that sounds good. That's about, I call this like our happy hour, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, happy hour with no calories. This is great.
Exactly. See, I love it.
So Dr. Lombardo, do you see that a lot with eating disorders? I know I do in what I do. I mean, in terms of
perfectionism.
Yeah.
I do. So to me, perfectionism is an all or nothing mentality. And it may be on the side of anorexia. I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to eat anything. It may be on the side of orthorexia. I'm not going to eat anything that's unhealthy. I also see it on the other end of the eating disorder spectrum. I had one cookie and messed up my diet. I might as well have the whole plate.
That's true.
I've tried working out in the past. It doesn't work. So I'm going to sit here and engage in therapy with those two famous therapists, Ben and Jerry. And so, you know, really perfectionism can affect, you know, being underweight as well as being overweight.
So right. It's really about beating yourself up and just not beating yourself up.
Yeah, it's that inner critic who just takes control and that all or nothing thinking. You messed up once and don't even bother again.
Right. Well, you know, in our earlier show, Jennifer was talking about this beautiful, we were saying the difference between men and women, and she had this beautiful planter that she'd done, and her husband said, oh, that looks really good. She goes, oh my God, it does not. I'm going to have to undo
it. It's giving me hypes. But looking through your book, I think of myself as a perfectionist, but I actually am not. I mean, I am in certain things, but I don't.
You don't put that much pressure on yourself?
I don't think I put that much pressure on myself. Like, I have a friend who'll always say, I can't believe you'll invite everyone over for dinner without ever trying out the recipe. And to me, I'm like, well, if it's not good, then don't eat. Like, it's not, this
yeah,
is not life.
And you
want
to know what's interesting is we were having my kids over to eat, and we were going to make something. And so she goes, Mom, my friends want to come too. And I said, okay. And my husband's like, well, then we're not making that recipe. And I was like, why? And he goes, because we're trying it. I wouldn't even think twice about it. I'd be like, okay,
right?
Guess what? We all got to go out to dinner, you know. So, but in other ways, I have to have my house clean.
Yes.
Everything has to, you know. So how do you decipher?
Yeah, so it definitely can be compartmentalized in certain areas. You know, it's the the person who's a micromanager at work and everything's perfectly neat and I'm going to make sure I know what everyone's doing and tell them what to do. And then at home, their place is a mess and they, you know, their kids are walking all over them. So it definitely can be compartmentalized. What happens with perfectionism is it's really based on how you're viewing yourself and wanting things to be perfect because it's more fear-based. I want things to be perfect because I don't want to screw up. I don't want people to see me in a negative light in this particular area of my life.
Wow, that just...
Oh, okay, that I can see that. Like, you don't want people to know that you're not good at something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. I mean, it really is a lot of pressure to live like that.
Well, we have so much pressure. And then, you know, we're constantly bombarded with it. So, for example, you get on Facebook, right? And Facebook is all about the perfect friends that you have and the perfect children that they have and the perfect job and the perfect vacation. And, you know, that's not their life. That's just a snapshot of their life. No one's talking about how their husband's farting while they're sleeping or anything. But all that's going on, too.
Exactly. And, you know, I mean, you look at Barbie. We were all brought up with Barbie. And now I was even talking to everyone in here about Ken, perfect Ken, you know, we all have this vision of people that we have to be perfect bodies, perfect hair, perfect, you know, and we're not. And then we're disappointed and then we're let down and then, you know, and it's just a spiral. How does that talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. And that's the whole concept of being better than perfect. You know, perfectionists often are very fearful of getting rid of their perfectionism because it really has allowed them to succeed in certain areas. And I'm saying when you're better than perfect, you're not striving for a C+. You're not like, woo, I hope I get a D. You're striving for the A. And when you don't achieve it every single time, you then don't beat yourself up. I have a saying, it's not failure, it's data. So when you're going for something and you don't get the result that you want, instead of thinking, oh, I'm horrible, you know, I'm a loser, I'm a failure, simply ask the question, why?
Well, my dad always used to say, you're never a failure if you're trying.
That's right.
Which is so true. If
you're
trying to complete it better the next time.
And learn, and learning from what happened.
Right, right.
Do you think it's a generational thing? I mean, I'm 50 plus. I won't, you know, tell everybody else's age in here, but I think the younger women today are even harder on themselves than we were, Kim.
I have to tell you, being in the beauty industry, the younger girls, I mean, you know, in our era, it was more, and of course, I just, you know, I'm right there with you. In our era, it was, you know, when we need our eyes done, maybe we'll do it or, you know, but we'll wait to that. Now it's a whole different thing. They're going, we're going to do it before we need it.
Now what?
It's more, it's not a maintenance. It's actually a prevention.
Totally.
Now, what age are you talking about?
My daughter's doing Botox and she's 29.
Yeah.
At 29, she's 30 now. And I'm like, really? I didn't start till I was 40.
Yeah.
And so. What age are you talking about?
Same
age?
Yeah. No, they're young.
That's
young. Yeah. They're doing it. And I've never done it. I probably will at one point, but you know, to me, I'm honoring my body.
Some of it's gray. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that 30 is still kind of, you're very young. That's sort of baby facious to some extent still. Like,
yeah, but
I
wonder what the results are going to be at the end. How can you, you know, what's your thought on that?
Well, you know what? I think the whole thing is, why are you doing it? Are you doing it because, hey, it feels good and it's like an accessory, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I love shoes. I love buying shoes. I don't feel like a loser if I don't have great shoes, but I do like shoes. So if it's that mentality, I'm getting Botox because, hey, it's just an accessory, something that'll be fun, you know, that's great. But if it's, I have to get this in order to feel good about myself, that's when you want to take a look at it.
There you go. Dr. Lombardo is who we're talking about, talking with right now. We're talking about her book, Better Than Perfect, and 7 strategies to crush your inner critic and create a life you love. You explain 5 tips to overcome perfectionism in order to drop the pounds. What are those?
5 tips to drop the perfectionism in order to overcome the pounds. Well, let me think. So one of them is the all or nothing thinking. Get rid of that all or nothing thinking. I had one cookie and messed up my diet. I might as well have the whole plate. That makes no sense, and yet that's a lot of what we do. It's not failure, it's data. Again, if it hasn't worked in the past, if you've been on an exercise regimen or a diet that hasn't worked, it doesn't mean you're destined to be this weight. It just means use that information to figure out where you want to go.
Right.
Another thing is focus on your why. You know, I say we have a big butt in our society, and I don't mean derriere. I mean your B-U-T. You know, oh, I want to work out, but I don't have time. Okay. And then
excuses.
Yeah, well, we were just talking about that. It's like, you know, we all know that we should brush our teeth all the time and floss. How come some people don't? How come, you know what I mean, you should wash your hair every day? How come people, you know, everybody has these things and they just, you know, we know that walking is really good for our health. Why don't people do that?
It feels like it's extreme. It's either, like you said, all or nothing. Either you do it every day or all the time, or you don't do it at all.
Yeah. And then
like
when you miss a day, you're like, forget it. I'll do it next week. I'll start next year. Next January, I'll do it again.
We need to get in the gray area.
So I have a question for you. Do you think that social media has really led to younger people striving for perfectionism?
Yes. Yeah. I absolutely do, because we're looking more
and more at these
perfect people.
Uh-huh.
Cindy Crawford, great quote. She said, I wish I looked like Cindy Crawford. You know what I mean? She's so touched up. She doesn't even look like herself. And I think a lot of people then are seeing perfection. And it's everywhere. You know, it used to be you could go into your house and close the door and you could be yourself there. But now, you know, there people are on, you know, YouTubing everything. So I think there is. I also think that there's a big pull for what I'm calling better than perfect. Think of Jennifer Lawrence. You know, she goes up to get her Academy Award and she trips and people freaking love her because she owns it.
She's being authentic.
She's not embarrassed by it. She's not hiding by it. She is the quintessential better than perfect.
Wow. It's very interesting.
It is very interesting. And again, Dr. Elizabeth Lombardo, how do we move past perfectionist traits?
Yeah, so one of the biggest things is what's your primary focus? There are two main motivators in life, and one is fear and one is passion. And fear tends to be what perfectionism is based on. It has to be perfect or else. People won't like me. People won't think highly of me. I won't be happy. And it's really focusing on the negative. It's the judgment. It's the shame. It's the guilt. It's the negative filtering. Passion is gratitude. Excitement. This is what I want to create. And so if we can go from judgment and, you know, putting ourselves down, inner critic, over to passion and say, wow, you know, I want to do this project. I want to do it really well, and I want to do it because it's really exciting for me, and not putting that judgment on yourself, that in itself will cause a huge shift.
I often will tell people, you know, when they have those judgments or they have that shame, I say, repeat that three times. Say judgment, judgment, judgment. And that kind of takes the power out of it. Or say to yourself, if you're having those thoughts,
and you say
to yourself, shame, 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 or negative thought, you know, whatever
yeah.
it is.
My mom used to say, cancel.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the same idea.
So when I walked into a place and I was like really nervous, I'd just be like, cancel. Yeah. And I'd be like, okay, walk through whatever your thought or your scared.
And it puts you in the
fear.
Present.
Yeah.
It puts you in, and yeah. you know, or how can I be of service in this situation?
Yeah.
Rather
yeah.
than being in your head.
I would love to have you back. I know you're on a time frame. You can't stay longer with us, but where do we find out more about you? And I'd love to have you back about your other book, too.
Oh, well, I'd love to be back. Yeah, so a lot of people say, wait, I don't think I'm a perfectionist, am I? So if people want to go to betterthanperfectquiz.com, oh. It's a free quiz. They can find out just how much a perfectionist they are. They can share it with their loved ones and see how much of a perfectionist their loved ones are.
I love it.
Betterthanperfectquiz.com.
There you go. I love it. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Oh, thanks so much.
You got it. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to just be chatting around about and everything. What can we give away, Tom?
Oh, we have lots of great stuff. How about if we go over to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library?
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we'll give away a couple passes to
Excellent.
There. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us.
Better than cream cheese and bagels, better than honey on bread, better than champagne and pretzels, better than breakfast in bed.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And do you want to do a couple mentions?
I do. I want to definitely mention the Camarillo Yoga Center. They are starting a new meditation series coming up. The last one is ending. And you can find them at www.camarilloyoga.com. And it's a great way to learn mindfulness and practice yoga and meditation.
There you go. There you go. And I want to do a couple giveaways right now. How about a couple tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters? That is going to be in Santa Barbara, February 11th. And then also Los Angeles, February 6th through the 16th. I got a couple pairs of that. And also a couple pairs to Shen Yun. And that is that's going to be over at the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks, February 3rd through the 5th. And also they are going to be playing in Hollywood, Northridge, Costa Mesa, Thousand Oaks again, and Long Beach. So give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And I do want to remind everybody that we do have a 6 to 7 and 7 to 8 and start your day the Kim Pagano way. And right here, you know, at the Kim Pagano, the brighter side of the life in the 805. So, you know, an interesting topic of better than perfect. And do you fall into that category? I mean, you know, do you stress out if things aren't exactly?
Certain things, not everything, but certain things I definitely have triggers that I can't stand it if it's not perfect.
Yeah. Like what? Give me an example.
I know. I'm trying to think.
Like, do you? I know you're into your tables when you
Yeah, definitely. Like, I need my space. Like, I need my space to, I need to like it the way it looks. I need to like the way it looks. If it's not the way I want it, then I just don't like it. Yeah. There's no kind of sort of like, in the future, this is how it will be. I can't do that.
Yeah. I mean, when you decorate your homes and stuff, do you have a definite picture of what you want your home to look like or your space to look like?
I totally do.
You do?
But yeah, but I'm sure there's other aspects of my life that I'm a perfectionist and I just can't. I probably can't express it. Like, I don't know how, but I'm sure that there are. There's no way that I'm not, I don't think.
Yeah. I think we mellow as we get older.
Yes.
I know that I'm less of a perfectionist now. I think before, when I was young, it's like if I gave up my perfectionism, then I might fail. And that was a big deal. Like,
interesting.
Like, oh, if I don't study, like, you know, obsessively, then I won't get that great grade. And so you get to a point where you're like, you know, this is, like, good enough. I mean, I can be good enough. I don't have to do anything perfectly. I mean, these parents that come in to see me and they want their kids to get straight A's, I just want to, like, tear my hair out. And I'm sorry if I'm insulting any parents out there, but yes, try your best, but to, you know, ground your kids or to just beat them up with these grades,
I think maybe I'm a lazy perfectionist. Not to be funny, but I think I'm maybe like a lazy perfectionist. I really want everything to be perfect, but I'm a little bit lazy, so I'm really not going to work that hard.
Well, it sounds like you just give yourself a break.
That is, yeah. That's almost like a healthy, I think that's healthy. But you're talking about the parents, you know, I remember obviously having four children, they all had different strengths. And so, you know, straight A's, I mean, my oldest daughter was straight A student. My youngest daughter, in school she had a little bit of a harder time, but she got to college straight A's. It's like they have to find their niche. My boys, if it wasn't, they had a need for speed and, reading a book wasn't their interest. So
it's finding their essence and developing that.
Her passion. They have to find exactly. Her passion. So, but now as far as role models, you know, how were your parents? You know, if you look at your parents, what were you taught?
They were perfectionists.
Yeah,
they were perfectionists. I mean, even though my dad would say, trying your success, you're not a failure if you try, he beat himself up a lot. And my mom, a lot of times when you come from a really tough childhood, like my mother did, she wanted everything to look good on the outside. So it was all about this, it wasn't really a false facade, but it was like, this shame. I think shame creates this need to be perfect and have everybody around you think that everything happening in your life and your home is perfect. And it's a shame because you put a lot of pressure on yourself.
On yourself. Other people don't really care.
No,
they
do not care at all.
They're trying to do their own deal. Isn't that interesting? They don't really want, it's funny. I remember going down to one of my girlfriend's house and she's living in a rental house. And she said, I was like, when are we going to get together? And she was like, I don't know. And I said, I'm coming. I'm just going to come over. I felt close enough to say that to her. And she's like, but the carpet's really, and I'm like, I don't really care about all the carpet. I'm coming to see you. And she's like, really? And so I said, yeah. And we got there and she's like, I'm so embarrassed. I go, I'm here to see you.
But don't you know there are certain people that come to your house and obviously they're not a really good friend, but they come to your house
with a white glove.
Not that they look and they're like, wow, this is great or that's great or whatever. And, everyone has stuff in their closet that you can't see. But when they leave, you can almost say they'll never invite me to their house. Like, because it was you spent too much time on it. It doesn't matter if that's what you love to do and whatever. But you know, they'll never have me over because I just did too much.
Because you intimidated them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
That's a whole other look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened to me. I've done that. To be honest, I'll never forget. I had Mother's Day or Father's Day this year. It's not really that funny. It's actually kind of sad. And I was, I was not the cook, okay? So we went out and got our bagels and lox for the Mother's Day. And so my daughter said, we're in line. Well, of course you're not cooking, Mom.
Yeah, this is you have a really hard time with that, right? Why?
Well, I have a hard time because I think it hurt my daughter. But, when you're a single mother, you just, and there's no excuse. And I'd like to actually
I have to say something, okay? Because, what's her name? The chef that's on TV now, okay, most of the time, she doesn't even make half the stuff. She takes it out of a container.
Oh, Sandra.
Sandra Lee.
It's not. Is it Sandra Lee?
Yeah.
Almost Homemade with
Sandra. Yeah. I love that show. That would be me. Almost perfect, but not right.
I think I just got a great idea. Let's have a chef show for the single person.
There you go. We do every day. Yeah, we do all the time. She's always like, why are we talking about food one more time?
Right.
But you know what? So you go out to, anywhere and you get a nice salad and then you put it in your nice, beautiful bowl and voila. It's not about you taking the time. It's about paying attention to the details.
Eventually, it's about relationships. It has nothing to do with how perfect everything is around you. It's just the relationship,
and
the connection.
And it is that inner voice inside you
saying,
probably, it's okay.
You probably think it's more of a bigger deal than it probably really was to your daughter.
Well, actually, no. It was a big deal to her. I'm like, cool, let's pick up platters. She said to me, God, Mom, God forbid you cook. Of course you're not cooking.
Is she a cook?
She's like a mini my mother because my mother's this great cook. So now my daughter definitely has the perfection gene.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
See, and I grew up with my mom. I mean, I guess my parents were pretty normal. There was not you should be thinner or you should, there was none of that. There truly wasn't any of that. So my mom always cooked dinner. She never did the dishes at night because that was family time.
Wow, really?
I know, right?
And
she let them sit all night?
Mm-hmm. She would do them in the morning. Wow. That was family time. She'd brush my hair.
That's actually
we'd watch the
cool.
Waltons. Oh, absolutely. She was a way better mom than I was in that sense. We always had dinner at home. We rarely went out to dinner. And if it was your birthday, it was a cake that my mom made or something. And I always thought people who went out and did that were fancy.
Wow, I love that she
Isn't that
not...
funny? So I would have thought Lindsay was really fancy.
That's so funny. Oh, I see. You'd
you know what
to
I'm
the
saying?
House and
I'd
go,
be like,
so
wow.
It's all about perspective. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I make everything look beautiful. I pick up great food, you know. I mean, it's all wonderful.
Then that's
you know,
your style. And, yeah. And she could be looking at you like, my mom takes the smart way out of it.
Well, she wouldn't tell me that.
But, of course, you know, our children beat us up.
They're
I
our biggest
critics,
of course.
Okay.
You know, that's
your kids
is.
Are not old enough yet, and you've got boys. Boys are a little more forgiving.
They
than
are.
Girls,
yeah. yeah, exactly.
Girls, oh, my God, they totally beat their moms up, and they, you know, and they kind of trash us a little bit, I'll be honest, you know. And yet, at the same time, they're the best. In
are
the,
your two
you know?
Daughters different?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yeah, one will tell me everything I did wrong and not really say sorry. And then, and one will tell me everything she does wrong, and then she feels so guilty. She's like,
oh,
Mom, I love you.
I'm like,
oh, now that you just trashed me. And so she's like, but I love you, and I want to be just like you. I'm like, really? You know?
Isn't that funny? So, I see that with my brother. I will be like, well, Mom, this, that, and the other thing. Because my brother and I are notorious for it. If one of us is mad at my mom, we'll call the other one to, like, try to get someone on your side.
Yeah.
And he
triangulating.
Exactly. And he definitely is like very forgiving of anything my mom does. But then when my dad was alive, I would be much more forgiving of something my dad did. Isn't that funny?
And that is really the truth. Do you know anything about that? Because,
well,
okay, I mean, daughters love their fathers.
Oh, I do know
okay?
about that.
And that's how, you know, and mothers and daughters like kind of bully.
Like
I
oil
mean,
and water.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is one of the biggest losses of losing my dad is the fact that I don't have my dad to protect me. Because
yeah.
my mother and I do go at it. And I, you know, I would always have my dad there
yeah.
to kind of like make
oh,
sense
to,
out
like,
of everything.
Oh, okay.
To kind of
Did
be the
you
buffer.
Have that?
I have to say, I kind of had a smart mouth. So my dad would probably take my mom's side. And
yeah.
he would say, like, you just need to be, you know, like that. Yeah, he would probably take her side.
Oh,
and they were divorced.
Yeah.
And he would probably take her side.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Throw her under the truck, right?
Throw
yeah,
me under the truck. Yeah. Like, you need to
oh,
stop.
Oh, wait, and they were divorced.
Oh, yeah. But I did have a smart mouth. And so that he
I
would.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. And we're just really, we're chatting. We're talking about life and, you know. And things that we all go through and kind of the dynamics of life. I think it's so interesting. And it's kind of like things we've either learned from our relationships or our families. And, you know, it's like you get married or you have another family. Do you look at their life and go, oh, wait a minute. I want to start living like that.
You think in your mind, oh, when I'm older, I want to emulate
yeah.
that person.
Yeah. But we never know what really goes on behind closed
you
doors.
Really
oh,
don't.
You really don't.
Trust me as a therapist. I mean, just a couple tips on, you know, preventing perfectionism is, you know, just be good enough. I mean, good enough is
God,
good
that's
enough.
That's such a huge message.
And, you know, you're hurting yourself and you're hurting others when you play into that myth of perfectionism. And, you know, accept that we're all human and so is everybody else. And stop comparing yourself to everyone. And I thought the guest that we just had really made a great point about social media, that we compare ourselves to everyone when you're on that news stream, looking at how other people are living. I know that sometimes I do it.
Yeah, I love that saying, don't you wish your life was as good as your Facebook page says it is? Because there are so many people who only post fabulous things.
Yeah, what about the real things that happen every day? You would never want to share that.
No, exactly. That's probably the most interesting.
That's funny
you know,
said that,
like,
because my daughter kind of went a little nutso when I put up such stuff about my dad. And she's like, isn't that a little personal, Mom? And I'm like, but I think it might help somebody out there.
I think it helped a lot
right?
of people. Yeah.
Oh,
I think, I mean, there is a time and place for everything. And, you know, so.
That's
I
true,
do
too.
Well, that wasn't really what I meant by it, but, you know, no, I mean, you gotta watch what you're doing. Let's take we're actually almost at the end of our show. Let's give something away. How about some stomp tickets at, you know, that is over in Thousand Oaks. We've got February 11th and 12th, and then also Santa Barbara at the Granada Theater. Have you ever been to the Granada Theater?
No,
oh, my God. So ornate.
It kind of reminds me of the Pantages.
Yeah.
It's very old.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, we've got tickets for that. Give us a call right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And if you can relate to anything that we're talking about, chime in. you know, don't let us feel alone up here by ourselves.
I like that. Yeah. Or write us, yeah, email us, send us, call us.
Email.
Well, we're just talking about perfectionism, and then I looked at something that I have here on the table, and it says, why is it so hard to make a good decision when purchasing gifts for someone?
Ooh, I'm like...
And I see, that's crazy to me. Now, that isn't an... I would think like a leg of perfectionism that you have to give the perfect gift.
I am like that because I want to make sure they really like it. Okay. Well, right. As opposed to like, oh, thanks. And they put it down and you know, so I like to like.
To be thoughtful, to make it be something for them.
Something that they know.
Okay.
That
right.
Gonna, yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, do you?
That's a funny, reminds me, I know I'm talking way too much about my dad, but hey, you know, this is therapy, right? Therapy and radio. He had his Father's Day, his birthday, and their anniversary was like days apart. And so he would make such a big deal about, I want a separate gift for everything. So, you know, you didn't want to get cheated.
That's funny.
People
because
with Christmas
mine is,
birthdays.
Yeah, I'm December, and then our anniversary is December, and then Christmas, you know.
And my birthday and Valentine's are together.
Oh,
so, you know.
So you got a birthday coming up. So.
And you cannot have your birthday present wrapped in Christmas paper, can you?
No, I don't like that.
I heard somebody say one time, people always say, I would have gotten you something for your birthday, except I was too busy.
Oh man,
stab, yeah.
I know.
But you know how, so somebody was telling me a really quick way of, you know, picking out gifts is kind of listen to what they're talking about all year long.
Absolutely, and think of something how you know them.
Or look at their house or look at the sport or look at, you know, and their clothing.
Yeah,
you know.
I think birthdays should be special.
Yeah.
Very special.
Now, did you do a lot for your daughter when she was growing up for her birthday?
I did. We always had a birthday party, for sure.
Yeah.
We didn't do a sweet 16 though, and that was a big deal when I was a kid. It wasn't such a big deal.
No,
for
now
our,
are you kidding? Do you see those shows?
Yes,
that they have. What do you think of that? I mean, is
over
a little
the top.
Too
that's
much?
What kind
a
of
little
show?
Too much?
My sweet 16.
My sweet sister.
It's like a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, it's kind of like
crazy.
Teen pregnancy. You know.
Oh God, that's a horrible show.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a whole nother topic here, but. Anyways, I do want to remind everybody, and I want to thank everybody for being here and enjoying our show and being a part of it. We love to really give back and start your day in a positive way or restart your day. And I want to just, you know, remind you that we do have a show 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then 2 to 3. And when you tune in to them, you're going to find something different on each one of our shows because we talk about something and we have different guests on each one of them. So, again, have an amazing weekend. You know, laugh a lot, learn a lot, listen a lot, and just enjoy and really be in the moment. That's what this is all about. Thanks, Sherry, Jennifer, Tom, and all my friends and listeners out there. I really appreciate you being here. And again, we want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Always remember, your focus determines your reality. With that, we've been talking about the brighter side right here. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you later.